History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I appreciate you joining us on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live in a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be hot as the morning comes your way here from the Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. It is going to be a hot one here. We're expecting like 4th of July week in Atlanta to be around 95 every day. It's that time of year where I just cringe. I cringe from the extreme heat. Can't take it. Just do not like it at all. But it hasn't been very humid this summer so far, so that is a good thing. If you are out and about this weekend, it's the busiest travel week of the year on the roadways, they say. So please be careful. Thank you for listening to CBS Sports Radio wherever you go. Take us with you all week long. I'll be in for DA on 4th of July if you are so inclined. But it's a busy time on the roadway, so please be careful. We want everybody being able to get safely to where they are going. And we're looking out for you. So, as we begin this hour of the show, all eyes seem to be on what Kevin Durant's going to do, what Kawhi Leonard's going to do. We know where Kyrie Irving is going to be signing with the Brooklyn Nets. I find it incredibly hard to believe that Kyrie Irving was signing with the Nets without knowing that somebody else is coming with him. And this morning in New York, everybody on pins and needles about what's going to go on as people are trying to wonder whether the Knicks are finally going to be able to cash in at some point here and be able to get a guy like Kevin Durant to come. I'm not sure why you would go to the Knicks at this point if you were totally healthy and you were teaming up with Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, I get it. What I don't get is the conceptualizing that people are doing regarding whether Kawhi Leonard would join the Los Angeles Lakers, where LeBron James and Anthony Davis are. If someone can explain this part of the equation to me, I might buy in. Why in the world would Kawhi Leonard go somewhere where he's going to be the third option to have the ball in his hands? Is that an incorrect assumption on my part, Anthony? If you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, then wouldn't it be logical that two guys who need the ball to do what they do, to get paid what they do, and to control the... Kawhi Leonard's not going to get to be the big dog if he was to join the Lakers, so why would he do it?
I think if I'm the Lakers, too, I would look to use that on multiple starter-level players that can play like 20, 30 minutes a game.
Would you like a J.J. Redick there?
I would, yeah.
I think a player who can just be a three-point specialist, somebody like that.
The Lakers' biggest needs are the wing players who can provide that consistent outside shooting.
Why would Kawhi Leonard want to go and play third banana to anybody? Like, why would he? He doesn't need to do that. He's already put a franchise on his back and won an NBA championship. Why in the world would people think, yeah, Kawhi, really, come to the Lakers, Kawhi. It'd be really good for you. Come to the Lakers. This would be a great move for you. Why? And just be the... LeBron James has never taken a backseat to anybody. He's not going to say, yeah, come on, Kawhi. I'll play a subservient role here. I would love to see Kawhi and Kevin Durant end up with the Clippers. If they ended up with the Clippers, think of a Western Conference where I think most people believe Denver is in a fine position. Portland's in a fine position. You would then have the Lakers with two stars. The Golden State Warriors recovering from injury, but with stars. The Clippers with stars. The Western Conference would be fantastic. And there would be scenarios you could draw up in your head. I'm not counting out Houston. I'm not counting out Oklahoma City. The Western Conference, that would be the best Western Conference ever. You're talking about balance. You're talking about storylines. You're talking about intrigue.
Don't forget Utah.
Oh, yeah, Utah, too. What am I doing? I forgot about Utah.
Mike Connolly.
By the way, Utah may have taken the biggest jump with the young core that any team has with getting Connolly in there. It's really nice. I mean, the Western Conference would be spectacular.
He's an excellent coach, too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really I love what I'm seeing out of this. I just don't want to see Kawhi go somewhere and join up to create like the Super Friends. I hate the Super Friends. I don't like, and not the cartoon. I love that. But I don't like the Super Friends routine. Never have. Never been about it. Don't really enjoy it.
It's nice having the talent spread out.
Yes.
Especially with the NBA so wide open next season. It would be nice in a perfect world if
we
went back to Toronto.
Yeah. Look, for the folks in Toronto, I get it. But I sort of feel like...
That's fading. I feel like...
I feel like the chances of him being there are fading.
Yeah.
And look, it's exciting. It's exciting. I'm happy for them. I'm very, very happy that they got their championship, and boy, they deserved it. They deserved it. They really did get a great they had a great, great run at it. But wow, there's so many storylines that are going to be coming down today, and we will be talking about them throughout the course of the day here on the John Kincaid Show. In fact, next hour, Ian Thompson will join us, author of The Soul of Basketball and NBA Insider, and he'll have his thoughts on how this all shakes out. And certain franchises, I'm more impressed, too, with the franchises that it doesn't work out for what you do. I watched the Sixers lose for 5 years lose for 4 years on purpose. And over 3 years, I think they averaged 16 or 17 wins a season. They tanked on purpose, and they were going to be the blueprint for figuring out how to get around playing competitive basketball. And now the Sixers, what have they got? Jimmy Butler wants the fifth-year max deal so much from the Sixers, and he's trying to leverage the Miami Heat, which I don't understand. Why would you go to the Heat? If you're Jimmy Butler and you got a chance at free agency, why are you going somewhere where you have no shot to win an NBA championship? Where you're not even in the mix to win an NBA championship? I don't get it. I don't understand what would be the draw to doing that. But if Jimmy Butler gets away, and what if Tobias Harris gets away? If they were to lose, Anthony, if the Sixers were to lose Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, this thing just...
Ow.
This thing was a disaster. By the way, I would never offer Jimmy Butler a max contract.
No.
I don't want to offer Tobias Harris a max contract. I want him. I would like to keep Harris, would like to pay him well, but I don't want to pay him a max contract either.
I wouldn't either.
They're not max contract guys.
And as a Knicks fan, if we miss out on the big free agents, I'm very intrigued. I would like Julius Randle.
I like Julius Randle's game.
You know, he had the rookie year he was hurt, but the last 4 years, he's progressed every single year. He's made progress.
I like that.
You wouldn't have to pay him the max, so you'd be saving some money.
You're brighter than you appear. You really are. I got to tell you that you really are.
Plus, he would take pressure, I think, off of RJ Barrett, because obviously if they miss out on the big free agents, all the focus would be on Barrett going into the next season.
Sure.
So to be able to have a guy like Randle, who's again played five seasons in the NBA,
I'd be fine with it. Like yeah. If I was a Knicks fan,
I would be very happy with that, because I think he really has the potential to be a really breakout star coming up.
Still doesn't make you a playoff team. But it puts you in a position where you haven't mortgaged your future yet.
And he's only 24. He's going to be 25, I believe, in November. So.
And that makes that team a little more dynamic. I'd like a move like that if I was a Knicks fan. I don't believe the Knicks are going to land Kevin Durant. And I said it before. If they don't put an end to the whole Mecca thing, can we stop it once and for all? Could happen. You never know. We'll be following it all day long. You're going to stay here with CBS Sports Radio for updates all day long. One note. I was a high school kid, and I wanted to be a sports talk radio host, and wanted to be, or didn't know if I wanted to do sports talk radio. At the time when I grew up, there were no sports talk radio stations. There were sports talk radio programs. And I would listen to a legend in Philadelphia, a guy named Steve Fredericks. Another gentleman who was a legend in Philadelphia named Don Henderson. And then a guy who is still a living legend, Howard Eskin, the man on the fur coat on the Eagles sidelines. And I would listen to these guys do sports talk radio shows on news talk stations. But at night they would do sports talk radio. And I would listen to them and I'd be fascinated by it. And when I wanted to be a young broadcaster, I became pen pals back at the time with Chris Berman at ESPN. And went up in high school and college and interned for a week. And I got to meet Bob Lee, Chris Berman, Tom Meese, who was from my hometown of Broomall, Pennsylvania. And I got to meet these guys and see them at the infancy of ESPN. And when Bob Lee announced his retirement this week, he was so tremendous and such a tremendous individual. So he had met me as a high school kid and then met me as a college kid. And over the years had just crossed paths very, very lightly. They were having the Mike Vick town hall meeting in Atlanta during the whole Mike Vick scandal. And they were going to do that live 2-hour town hall on ESPN. And Bob Lee and his producer then called and said, "We want you on the panel." And I was so honored. And when we started, the night that we get together and they bring us all in and everything, I go up and I say, "Bob, I don't know if you remember." And he goes, "Of course I remember. Because I can't believe that's what you've done with your career and everything like that." I couldn't believe he remembered who I was. Like from that point, the amount of people he's met crossed paths. Bob Lee is special people. And Bob Lee retiring this week from ESPN. Have a fantastic retirement. You're way too young to retire, but I'll forgive you. And I hope you still find some way to be active in our sports media community, because you are a first-class individual and you helped a lot of young people get their careers started, and I am one of them. So thank you, Bob Lee, very, very much.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.